I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Arena scored an 11-1 win over Blanchardville on Sunday. The host Aces broke a 1-1 tie in the second. The big inning was the fourth when they plated 6 runs on 6 hits. Elijah Ault led the way at the plate as he went 3 for 4 with a walk and 3 runs scored. He also pitched the final 4 innings and struck out 7 while walking 1 and giving up a couple of hits.
I feel like around this time of the season, just get the mechanics dialed in and go out there with confidence. So things are going good right now.
So things were a little different today. You come out in relief. Talk about how you prepare differently for a game like this.
I say just kind of rely on the starter to get the game off rolling, and then obviously trust in the defense, come in there and throw strikes no matter what. So that's always the mindset. Just throw strikes and use your defense behind you.
Also, Ethan Wickman started the game for Arena and struck out 4, walked 1, and gave up 3 hits. The Aces also got support at the plate from Trey Schulte, who was 3 for 4 with 4 RBI. Wyatt Miller was 2 for 3 with a walk, and Dane McElwain was 2 for 3 with a walk, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Nate Jennings had 2 hits and 2 RBI as well. Trey Schulte talked about the team's good speed, which pays dividends.
We try to play small ball a little bit with the bunting and stuff, trying to beat out bunts, and then stealing, of course, is also another big thing with us. We try to get as many extra bases as we can, move these guys into scoring position just so our guys have a chance to kind of drive these guys in and put up runs like we did today.
Arena improved to 5-5, and they're looking at the possible playoff berth and maybe even a home game. Trey Schulte talked about what they have to do.
To be honest, I think that we have to play how we are playing right now. I think we're at the best that we have been all year, and I think we just kind of have to stay rolling, and we're only going to pick up steam from here. So that's all we have to do, stay together, stay in it, and just keep competing every single night.
Looks like you guys are having fun out there. Is that the key?
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, we're always just talking to each other, kind of trying to not focus on baseball as much and just kind of like being out there with our guys and just having fun. That's what it's about.
The team would like to make the playoffs again as they have the previous 2 years, but also make a run.
Well, that'd be ideal, especially coming off last season. You know, feel like we had a good season, but you run into a team like Verona. We feel like we can compete with everybody, so home game would be sweet, but we're focused on the playoffs.
That's Elijah Ault. Hunter Enloe pitched the first 4 innings yesterday for Blanchardville, and Tyler McKeon worked the final 3 innings for Blanchardville. Drew Schlem was 2 for 3 at the plate as they fell to 3-7 with the loss. With a 10-run rule win after 7, Arena is now 5-5. They have a makeup game with Wyota Friday night, and then will finish the regular season Sunday at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. The Sunday League Home Talent Baseball playoffs begin on July 27th. Elsewhere yesterday, Belleville was a winner over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-3, Verona 3, Hollandale 2, Muscadet grabbed a victory over Argyle 3-0, and Scholesburg-Benton was a winner against Ridgeway, final score of 4-3. Earlier in the weekend, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb beat Scholesburg-Benton 9-4. In the northern section, Sauk Prairie 6-4 over Wanakee, Middleton 9, Plain nothing, Cross Plains 2-1 over Mazamani, Reedsburg 3, Cazenovia nothing, Sauk Prairie 16-10 over Ashton, and Ashton was a winner earlier this past weekend over Black Earth 11-0. Cambridge beat Cottage Grove 4-2 in the East. Monona Grove topped Cottage Grove 10-2. Also, it was Utica over Footville 5-2. Stoughton 2-1 over Albion. Fort Atkinson 6, Jefferson 5. Evansville 4-2 over Cambridge. And Cambridge beat Evansville earlier in the weekend 2-0. In American Legion baseball, Viroqua Legion took 2 wins over the weekend, 8-0 over Post 24 and 11-2 over Legion Post 20 in Legion tournament play. The Simon Shark swim team competed in the 6-team invitational in Prairie du Chien Saturday. Despite only having 26 swimmers, the Sharks were still able to score 782 points for fourth place. The team was led by the 9 and 10 girls. The 3-person relay of Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington won both the medley and freestyle relays. Claire Hying added an individual gold medal in the 100 individual medley. Morgan Worthington placed first in the Butterfly, and Lauren Chambers added two gold medal finishes in the short freestyle and the breaststroke. In addition to Chambers, senior leader Connor Hying swam to a first-place finish in the butterfly and breaststroke. Braylon Olson, Claire Hying, Ben Bosworth, Leah Chambers, Morgan Worthington, and the 8 and under girls freestyle relay team, composed of Emily Salas, Elsa Norte, and Brooklyn Worthington, added second-place finishes. Third-place finishes were earned by Brooklyn Worthington, Leah Chambers, Elsa Norte, Emmerich Kalman, Ben Bosworth, Clancy Hying, and Braylon Olson. Members of relay teams that earned third-place finishes were Emily Salas, Elsa Norte, Harper Adler, Caleb Waterfall, Liam Rogers, Bennett Heisel, Emmerich Kalman, Liam Hamlin, James Clark, Clancy Hying, Ben Bosworth, Leah Chambers, Braylon Olson, Gabby Ortiz, Chloe Hying, James Waterfall, Maury Wright, Connor Hying, Lucian Hamlin, and Madeline Ringelstetter. The Sharks swim Monday night in Dodgeville tonight and host their last home swim meet coming up on Wednesday the 17th. Also, we have some action from over the weekend in youth baseball. The baseball and softball teams from Richland Center competed in a tournament in Seneca. The 7th and 8th grade boys finished 4th. 3rd and 4th boys finished 4th. 3rd and 4th grade girls finished 3rd. 5 and 6th grade girls finished 2nd. And the 5 and 6th boys won 1st place. The 3rd and 4th grade girls will travel to Platteville on Monday night to start the year-end tournament play. And the 7th and 8th grade girls will be at home at 6 o'clock at Richland Center High School, taking on Ithaca to start the year-end tournament. Congratulations to both teams for making the year-end tournament as we get set for the last games of youth baseball in the Southwest Conference League and softball as well. The Brady Ewing Richland Center Youth Football Camp will be held this week starting on Tuesday. Last week, head football coach Andrew Troxell was in the studio talking about the Brady Ewing camp.
It is so awesome to have him. You know, and people in the community know Brady, right? And you've had conversations with him. Just a humble guy, you know. And so Brady has really taken elements of a program that we may have lacked, especially within the areas of strength and conditioning, to the next level. You know, so Brady has really had his hand in a lot of our strength and conditioning program. And what we're seeing is that we have more participation, right? We have a lot of kids that are not plateauing anymore, and they're lifting numbers that we couldn't dream of before. So collectively, you're going to see kids, not just football players, right? Because we have a big presence of girls that are starting to participate as well with our strength and conditioning. You're just going to see kids from center that are going to be strong, right? They're going to be in good shape. And we're hopeful that that's going to carry over into dominant fall performances.
For information about the upcoming Brady Ewing Camp, which starts on Tuesday from 4 to 5:30 at the Richland Center High School fields, or any aspect of Hornet sports or football, you can contact Coach Troxell at hornetfootballsummercamps@gmail.com. Well, the Brewers picked up a win on the final day before the All-Star break. A win yesterday as they ended a three-game losing streak and avoided a series sweep by beating the Washington Nationals in that game, 9-3. Milwaukee goes into the Major League Baseball All-Star break with a 4.5-game lead over St. Louis in the National League Central Division standings. Shortstop Willie Adames had 3 hits and 4 RBI, including his 15th home run. Catcher William Contreras and outfielder Garrett Mitchell also had home runs in the action. Contreras and Christian Yelich will be representing the team in the lineup coming up tomorrow night at the All-Star Game. As far as the game and the win, manager Pat Murphy says everyone is important.
You need them all. You know, like you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking. You gotta come back into the win tonight and get it done. And I didn't think we played a complete game by any stretch. You can say the guys are tired. They might be. And they know the break's coming. So you've been in baseball as long as I have. Whenever there's a definite break coming, you can see sometimes lapses. You know, I thought there was a lot of great effort today.
The Brewers have off until this coming weekend. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs beat St. Louis 8-3, Miami 3-2 over Cincinnati, Colorado 8 and the Mets 5, Atlanta 6-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Baltimore 6, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 2-0 over Cleveland, Boston 5, Kansas City 4, Texas 4-2 over Houston, the Angels beat Seattle 3-2. Interleague action, Oakland 18, Philadelphia 3, Detroit 4-3 over the Dodgers, Pittsburgh 9, the White Sox 4, San Francisco 3-2 over Minnesota, Toronto 8-7 winners against Arizona. The Brewers made several transactions just before the break, including former Cy Young Award winner Dallas Keuchel being designated for assignment after four ineffective starts. Also, closer Devin Williams made his first rehab appearance Sunday at Class A Wisconsin, striking out all three batters he faced. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.